It's Thursday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Dr. John Deloney. Chris is in Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Gentlemen, how you doing today? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How can we help?
So, a couple years ago, we had our second child, and during all the prenatal appointments and everything, some things got screwed up on their end, and we got billed for a $1,400 doctor bill. And we went round and round between insurance and the doctor. That apparently never got settled because we just got hit with a collections agency for that $1,400. I talked to the lady at collections, tried to negotiate for a lower amount or something, and she said, no, we're not that kind of collections. You have to pay it all. So just looking for some guidance here.
I'm not that kind of girl. Yes, you are. Yes, you are that kind of girl. Oh my gosh, what a load of crap. Okay, so have you gone back to the doc yet?
Well, actually, we've since moved. That was when we lived in Texas.
I don't care.
It's been a couple years.
They got phones there.
Okay.
You hadn't called the doctor's office yet and go, hey, butts, I'm getting a bill from you people.
That was part of the rigmarole between, you know, hey, why isn't insurance covering this and why are we getting a bill? That was part of the whole rigmarole a couple of years ago.
Okay, well, let's lay a foundation here, all right? Sometimes, including you, people get the idea that because insurance is supposed to pay something, I don't legally owe it. You do. So you have a bill with a doctor for X number of thousands and thousands of dollars, and you owe 100% of that bill. You are liable for it. You're the consumer of that service. You owe the bill. You, however, purchased from a third party insurance that is supposed to pay some of the doctor bill that you owe. If they do not pay it, it does not remove you from liability. You owe the doctor bill. And so since insurance has not paid this, if it's a valid bill, you owe it. Now, what you can do is go back and chew their butt and go, why didn't you people run this through insurance properly? Which you've already done once. Why didn't they fix it then?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you, why didn't they fix it then?
Oh, gotcha. So they said, well, we did run it through insurance properly, but insurance didn't get the referral and the right paperwork in time. So then insurance said, well, we can't backdate it, so, you know, we're not paying.
So the doctor did not submit it to the insurance company properly?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm chewing their butt and saying, guys, you need to write this off instead of holding me to it because you didn't do your job.
Okay.
And that's the conversation you should have had back then, and now you get to have now, and they get to pull it back out of collections. Or you get on the dock and you finally go, okay, but you need to start with the premise, Chris, that you do owe the money legally.
Sure.
And you can't go before the judge if you get sued and go, well, insurance is supposed to pay it, because he's just going to laugh and go, insurance ain't my problem, dude. You have a contract with the doctor. The contract's broken because you didn't pay the bill. However, the doctor's office, part of the service they're supposed to provide you, as well as labor and delivery, is to take care of insurance paperwork in the proper order. That way they get their freaking money. Since they didn't do that, I would challenge them that this is their problem. It's not legally their problem. It's morally and business-wise their problem. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, legally, if they don't file any paperwork, they can come after you for all of the bill. They can just throw up their hands and go, we're totally incompetent, we're not filing nothing, and we're going to own Chris. Okay? They can do that legally. But it's a horrible way to run a doctor's office. It's a bad practice management, and you're going to tell everybody you know not to go have your baby over there. So Yeah, I'm going to call the office administrator and have a discussion with him. I mean, calmly and kindly, but firmly, and go, guys, this is on you. It was your lack of competence, and you should not be trying to bill us for something because you didn't file the insurance paperwork. Part of the service you provide, as well as labor and delivery, is to take care of filing the paperwork in proper and timely manner, and you did not do that. And now you turn it over to collections and have these bozos who says she's not a girl like that, and she is coming after me. It's ridiculous. And so that's how you handle it. Now, at the end of the day, you're going to end up settling this with the doctor's office, hopefully for pennies on the dollar. So get ready to write a $500 check. Part of that's on you because you didn't settle this back when it was hot. Mm-hmm. When the deal's hot, when there's a problem, you can't just walk away and go, I wish it was okay. It's always going to come out of the closet later and get you.
I'm right in the middle of dealing with this exact same thing and with the bill, and it's frustrating, and you got to continue to make that phone call.
Well, here's a funny one. So Sharon was at Rachel's first book tour party, launch party. And I'm in the truck heading to the airport, and I get a call, and like, Sharon passed out. And so she just had blood iron or something. I mean, it's 5 years ago. And lobe iron or something, and was excited and everything or whatever. And so they load her up in an ambulance and take her to the doc, and I go down to the emergency room, see her. She's okay. She's embarrassed. She's like, I'm all right. Okay. So I never thought anything else about it again. So I start getting these phone calls for collection, for a bill in collections. Me!
Yeah.
Somebody's calling me! And I'm going, well, you got this is absolute bull crap. There's no possible way I have a bill out in collection. That's just ridiculous. And so I'm just like, I'm just hanging up on the guy, you know, just whatever. I'm even talking to him. And so finally, the guy they're wearing me out. And so I turn it over. I gave it to our attorney, our staff legal counsel here. I say, hey, man, call these guys to straighten this out. Tell them I'm getting ready to own me a little collection agency because I obviously do not owe an outstanding bill that's gone to collections. This is ridiculous. Well, he digs around, figure out it's the ambulance bill.
Oh, goodness.
I did owe the money.
Ah.
It was a $400 ambulance bill, and I never got a bill.
Okay.
They never billed me. They just jumped it in collections, and then this little idiot's calling me with a headset on, you know, and this kind of stuff. So I did owe the bill. I ended up having to pay it. But I'm just ignoring the guy. And I wasn't because I just thought it was bogus.
But
you cannot ignore
boat.
It. I even tried it. You cannot ignore it. It comes back, Chris.
And then they start tacking fees on it.
Well, they're trying. Yeah, that didn't work either.
I looked at them. I went to the emergency room on Christmas Day with a poison ivy. It's a whole other story.
No, I don't want to know about
you
this
don't.
Story.
But listen.
How do you get poison ivy in the middle of winter? No, don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you. It's a way that only Deloney can.
Yeah.
But I looked them in the eye and said, if I pay you cash, can we shake hands and walk out? And their eyes lit up. You're going to pay us cash in a rural ER? Absolutely. What you got? And I told him a number, and I said, Dave, I looked at this human being, it was during COVID, through an iPad, and I said, you promised me I don't owe you any more money. We're going to shake hands and walk out of here. And she said, absolutely. And I said, I'm asking you one more time, and you're recording this, right? And she said, yep. We shook hands. It was good. It was an obnoxious amount of money, but it's my own dumb fault for getting poison ivy in December. That's what I get. I went home, got a bill, and it was a big one. A big bill. And I said, what in the world? And they said, well, that was for the hospital. The doctor has a different charge. And I said, that's like me going to Burger King and getting a number two combo. And then 3 months later, the fry guy sends me a bill at my house. That's part of the package. I thought the doctor was the key part of the emergency room service. Evidently not. And so now I've got this. Do I want to lose sleep and go to war over $200?
Nope.
Or
nope.
Kind of I do, Dave.
Well, hey, I do. I know you want to, but I'm just saying, do you want to? So I get the want to part.
Oh,
but
man.
Here's the thing. It turns out that you can be in the medical industry and be horrible at business practices and math.
Why?
Apparently. I mean, because they've survived that way for decades now. I mean, every one of you listening out there has a horror story with some stupid butt medical bill. Everybody does. I mean, I actually was auditing a customer who's about to go bankrupt one time, and they got charged $46 a piece for Advil. $46 per tablet. You can't make this crap up.
I love America.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.